Hello, welcome to Press TV News Analysis. I'm Kaveh Taghvai. It all started with a Florida pastor, Terry Jones, who called for the burning of the Quran on 9/11. Although he called off his Quran burning plans in the face of fierce international condemnation, there were reports that two preachers in Tennessee also set copies of the Quran on fire, along with other reports of the burning of the Quran in the United States. Interestingly, in all incidents, the police made no efforts to stop these desecrating acts. Iran's leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has condemned these heinous acts and has given a message in this regard to the entire world, holding U.S. officials and Israel responsible.
On the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attack, several cities across the United States witnessed scenes that stirred up strong anger in the Muslim world. The desecration of Quran. Just meters away from Ground Zero in New York, a man burned pages of the Muslim holy book in front of press photographers and in presence of police. Elsewhere in Tennessee, two evangelical preachers also set copies of the Quran on fire. The desecration came after a provocative move of American pastor Terry Jones. He had declared that he would burn Muslims' holy book, the Quran, on September 11 as a sign of hatred towards Muslims. Jones then withdrew his plan after he came under fire inside and outside the U.S. The burning of the Quran sparked anger among the Muslims. Protests were held in Afghanistan and Indian-controlled Kashmir. Iranian Muslims and Christians alike also took to the streets across the country to protest against the sacrilegious act. The protesters shouted anti-U.S. slogans and urged Muslims around the world to stand together against the insulting move. Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, also condemned the Quran's desecration. Ayatollah Khamenei said the tragic event cannot be considered merely as what he called the foolish act of a few worthless mercenaries. He said it was a pre-planned act by those who since years ago have put Islamophobic and anti-Muslim policies on their agenda. The leader of the Islamic Revolution believes the desecration of the Quran is aimed at pitting the public in Christian countries against Muslims. However, Ayatollah Khamenei noted that the incident has nothing to do with Christianity and the church, and they should not be held responsible for thoughtless actions by mercenary priests. He reiterated that Muslims will never commit similar acts against what are held sacred in other religions. Ayatollah Khamenei further said the protests of all Muslims are directed at the U.S. government and American politicians. If they are honest in their claim of not being involved in this, they must duly punish the main planners and operators of this heinous crime. On Monday, Washington condemned the move and announced that America is not in competition with Islam. However, analysts blame the White House for falling short of stopping such a desecration and punishing those behind the incident.
Let me welcome our guest first to discuss this more on this topic. Professor at the University of Tehran, Mohammad Marandi, joins us in the studios. Associate Director of the New Terre Carta International, Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss, joins us from New York. And co-founder of the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement, Mark Glenn, joins me on the phone from Idaho. I want to welcome all of our guests to this edition of Press TV News Analysis. First, to Mohammad Marandi. Professor Marandi, let's briefly focus on some anti-Islam moves that have taken place in the past several years. I'm looking down a list here, but to name a few, the book by the British author Salman Rushdie, the insult by the Danish caricaturist, anti-Islamic movies produced in Hollywood, and now the burning of the Quran. Are these actions systemic, or do you think they are isolated events?
Well, without a doubt, they're not isolated events. If someone goes through the history of Western Orientalism, they'll see that this is something that has been going on for centuries, since the Crusades, in fact. And the representations of Muslims and Islam in the West have always been negative. Muslims have repeatedly been portrayed as barbaric, backwards, sensual, and basically unfit even to rule themselves. And over the past few decades in the West, this has continued. And after 9/11, it has intensified. So in reality, I think the problem is not just the priests who were involved in this incident. It is those politicians and the media outlets that have created this discourse, this narrative of Islam and Muslims over the last few decades and beyond, but more importantly over the last few years. It is these people who are really responsible, and they have created an atmosphere where people allow themselves to carry out such outrageous acts.
Rabbi Weiss, what is behind such acts, and who will benefit from them?
Well, with the help of the Almighty, I am speaking as a representative of the Jewish communities worldwide who are true to Judaism, and we stand aghast and shocked and terribly pained by an action that stabs at the heart of a people, of a world community, and this flies in the face of the fact that we have for so many hundreds of years coexisted, Jews, Christians, and Muslims, and even though we have differences of religion, definitely we have different religions, and yet we were able to coexist harmoniously. A Jewish people, in fact, as again I say, a representative of the Jewish people who are very religious, God-fearing, and practiced their Judaism, flourished in all the Muslim and Arab lands. Thank God, they were always, the Muslim and Arab lands were gracious hosts for the Jewish people, and therefore we are very pained because two issues here. Firstly, the fact that to hurt a person is against humanity, human rights, affecting another person just to scar them so deeply. And secondly, especially for us Jewish people who have enjoyed this safe haven and hospitality that was offered to us, so we know that on the contrary, for the Muslim and Arab people, it should be a given that they should always be accepted and given and returned this warmth as they have shown for us. So the Jewish people really feel hurt and personally offended by what has been done to this, to the Muslim people at large. And by the case of the Danish cartoons, we also sent a delegation. In fact, there was a conference in Iran, and we went as a delegation of rabbis again to speak out and say that this must stop, because, as I say, this is against what people call human rights and what everything that flies in the face of what we are all about. And as a Jew, as I say, we say bear testimony that especially to the Muslim and Arab society, we must give, on the contrary, only good and embrace and welcome. And so this is really shocking and very painful for us, and we hope with God's help, inshallah, and that the God, that this should be something that just a passing an aberration and not happen again.
Okay, Rabbi Weiss, I get a feeling from some of the statements that you just made. One of the things I want to pull out of that is the idea of coexistence of people from different religions. Now, Iran's leader, this question from Mark Glenn. Iran's leader has said that the burning of the Quran has nothing to do with Christianity and the Church, that the sacrilege should not be regarded as those of Christians and churchmen. And he has also said, we Muslims will never commit similar acts against what is held sacred in other religions. Now, do you think there are efforts to pit Muslims and Christians against each other?
Absolutely. That is the number one agenda, is to get the 1.5 billion Muslims around the world and the 1.5 billion Christians at each other's throats so that at the end of this ordeal, when they have mutually destroyed each other through decades of bankrupting wars, that Israel and these Jewish interests who have engineered this, that they are going to be sitting on top of the whole mess as the new king of the hill. So absolutely this is being deliberately done. I know from personal inside information that the lunatic pastor Terry Jones in Gainesville, who was proposing to burn this Quran, that he was working very closely with some of these very powerful Jewish groups in helping to organize this thing. So But there's another issue here that I want to address, and that is what Professor Morandi said, which is he is exactly right. The problem here is that the Christian world, it has had 1,400 years now to sit down with the Quran and to study it and find out exactly what it is that makes the Islamic people tick. And the Christian world has not done this. And instead, what they have done is that they have listened to their priests and their preachers, and sadly even in many cases their popes, who have said that Islam is this and Islam is that. I know for myself, having gone through 12 years of Catholic education, that the history that I was taught about Islam was always something very negative, and it wasn't until I actually sat down with a copy of the Quran myself and actually began to read it that I realized that I and the rest of the Christian world, that we were victims of a terrible, terrible lie, that Islam is not what it has been painted to be. There's no reason for Christians and Muslims to be fighting each other. We agree on virtually all things that are important. And for the Christian world, it is truly dispiriting and discouraging to see the Christian world being so taken in by these lies. They don't realize that they're participating in their own destruction by buying into these lies. You know, as the Bible says, my people perish for lack of wisdom, and clearly this is what is taking place in the Western Christian world.
And that's a terrible combination, to not have knowledge about a religion as vast as Islam, and then to be fed lies and to have that become the knowledge. I'm going to get to that a little further down. Professor Morandi, a host of entities have been blamed by Iran's leader. One, Zionist think tanks that wield the most influence over the U.S. government and military, as well as intelligence agencies. Another, that the leader said, the British government, and he also indicated some other European states. If I can have your input on that.
Well, I think that as your previous guest pointed out, we have to make a distinction between Judaism and Zionism. The rabbi made some very significant remarks, and this shows that by no means do all Jews support Zionism and the stance that the Zionists have been taking against Muslims. But I think that is the problem, that in the United States, in the West, the media, which is closely linked to power, is extremely hostile to Muslims. And it has always been the case, at least for the last few decades especially, and especially over the last decade, it has been even more so than before. When you have a situation when Palestinians are regularly antagonized, when the Lebanese are antagonized, despite the fact that they face onslaught by a Zionist and apartheid regime, when the American government invades Iraq and Afghanistan, and constantly you hear of Muslim backwardness and how Muslims are somehow inferior and they're less civilized. These are themes that are repeated time after time on CNN, on BBC, in American newspapers, the New York Times, the Washington Post. When these are constantly repeated, people come to believe this. And in fact, they give themselves the right to invade these countries. They believe that the Americans have a right to invade these countries because they are superior, they're more civilized. And even when crimes are committed against Iraqis and thousands of people are slaughtered, the Americans are somehow portrayed as innocent people who are trying to do their best to do good. And this is the problem, really. The general public in Western countries, all the news that they get are from these media outlets. They're basically informed that Muslims are of less value, they're less civilized, and therefore they're not very, they're not pained when you hear of, let's say, a wedding in Afghanistan bombed by Americans and 100 people killed. It doesn't create any form of moral outrage in the West. Just a few days ago, I was supposed to be on a debate on BBC, and it was on Iran, and all sorts of absurd accusations were made against Iran and Iranians about how, according to Iranian religious beliefs, women who are in prison, they have to be raped first before they're executed so they won't go to heaven. All sorts of